Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. Really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Now, those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in to the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. Look, it's not necessarily a real militia. When I say go join the militia, all I'm asking is that you go like their Facebook page, man, because no one's liked the Facebook page in like 6 months because no one sees the Facebook page and no one knows it's there. So while Joe draws, I'm going to let you know. Well,
I wonder why.
We are... got me. You know, you got me. I'm just boggled by it. So... this is your Clemson preview, but really what it is some buy, sell, and hold I gave to you guys. I reversed it on everybody, and it worked out well, I hope, a couple times of doing this, and we will get it, and we'll be able to flip this back the other way, which is always fun, especially when we have guests. And then we're going to go visit the ACC picks, okay? We didn't do great. We didn't do terrible.
Huh?
Joe didn't do great.
I
didn't.
Hey, look. Let's not reveal the results until we get
there.
Okay,
I didn't do that.
I know you want to gloat.
Look, if you have not listened yet, the Liberty Post game is available, as well as Tie Thoughts. Go and listen to those, or don't. Whatever, you do you. We appreciate you just hearing our being within earshot of our voices now, which is nice. So,
sir.
Right?
Of course.
Okay. Any news to open up? I have not seen anything. Have you?
Yeah, well, they did talk about what the spread's up to 46.5, and it's, I think, the biggest underdog we've ever been. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then there was a couple articles inside the Loud House and stuff like that. It did come out, though, that... you know, because we did talk about Babers and, you know, his security as a coach and everything here. There was some type of information that came out on some article on Inside the Loud House where Pete Thamel was saying that he's still got like 4 years left in his contract.
Oh, they owe him a ton of money if they let him go, right?
Oh, yeah, his buyout's like $17 million. So.
Right. So, which is typical. I mean, we knew he had a big contract. Obviously, they don't disclose everything, right? So.
Right.
And why it doesn't make sense anyways. it's not going to happen. It wasn't going to, even if it wasn't something like that. Let's just wait and see. And I'm a little biased, and I know that people, they're like, you know, they're over it. They want to see a change. But man, I've just seen so many changes. I'm just like, let's prolong this one a little bit. I mean, he talked about kind of the changes that he's been making internally since he's been there, and that, you know, he hasn't gotten a footing on a lot of it. And so a head coaching change obviously is only going to disrupt that. And that's been Syracuse's issue. I mean, since like Pasqualoni, you know, has been just a seesaw effect. So, and you know, look,
well, it's easy as a coach, right? To come in and what? I mean, they have an idea. They came from other schools, and they're like, "All right, we're gonna do this. This is gonna be our idea." But, right. like when it comes down to whether it's just private public school and just sometimes it's harder to get some recruits that might not academically, you know, be able to qualify. But then on top of that, getting certain people from the South and from the West Coast and stuff like that to get bought into going to Syracuse, New York, in one of the snowiest, coldest places in the United States. So,
you're playing indoors though, which does so. I mean,
but you come here and you learn, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Greg Robinson and then they had a dream too of they were going to turn it into the Northeast or the USC of the Northeast. And they found out real quick that it wasn't going to happen. So you're going to have to tweak things. And this is what we saw this last year where we opened up the checkbook, got some good recruiting coordinators in there. And it's tweaking what he thought was going to work when he first came here. So like you said, I think it says something about somebody to be willing to, you know, change.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll squash that for now. I'm sure we'll revisit it as it becomes topical, but
pick the good year for it.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, look, we are going to get into everything, but first, before we do that, let me tell you about the title sponsor for QS Militia, for Tie Thoughts, and for Armchair Media, and that is betonline.ag. Listen, everything's going great. Everything's going pretty good in football, in the NFL, in the NCAA. So let's just hope that continues. But everybody wants to get to a game. If you're down south, I think David, I think he might be trying to get to the Clemson game. That's going to be great. He's going to get to a game, but not everybody's going to be able to get to a game this year. And if you can't get into a game, where do you turn? You got to turn to mybookie.ag. Look, you can still get in on all of the action over there. They're going to go the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Okay, Joe, the 1-4 Orange, they're going to head into Death Valley to face the 5-0 Clemson Tigers. Fans will be there. Look, we already know who Clemson is, okay? So we will be brief with this, and we know what they're about. But here are the numbers. So, junior quarterback, NFL prospect Trevor Lawrence is completing 73% of his passes for 1,544 yards, 15 touchdowns, and one interception with a passer rating of 192.7. Senior running back, NFL prospect Travis Etienne is averaging 6.5 yards a carry, totaling 436 yards and 5 touchdowns. Also second in receiving with 274 yards, averaging 14.4 yards a reception. Senior wide receiver, NFL prospect likely, Amari Rodgers leads the Tigers in receiving with 429 yards in 5 TDs, averaging 17.2 yards on 25 receptions. 6'2", 230-pound junior linebacker Baylen Specter leads Clemson in tackles with 28, 2.5 of those sacks. Honorable mention, Miles Murphy, 6'5", 275-pound freshman defensive end. He leads the Tigers in sacks with 3.5 and second in total tackles with 21. So that's a beast right there, freshman. Mm. Talk about ready for it. And that would be Miles Murphy. He's ready for it.
You think?
I think so.
I mean, Dino said that in his little presser about this game, that, you know, they got freshmen that come up in it, and it says a lot about a player when you're going to come in as a true freshman and you're going to start on that Clemson defense and play the way that you do. Obviously, they're just loaded with talent around them, so it makes it a little bit easier for him to stand out and be successful. But, yeah, dude, Clemson, it's going to be tough, dude. And I think, obviously, everybody knows it. You see what they did to Georgia Tech. You see the rushing stats that we've given up since Cisco's been out. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. And I can imagine there's probably not a lot of Syracuse fans that may even watch this game. And
come on. I mean, well, to your point, my brother-in-law, he'd rather stack wood last weekend than watch the game versus Liberty. So.
Right. Well, the whole thing with this game is the what if factor, right?
Yeah, well, of course it's got to draw you in a little bit, at least at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think, yeah, until
sure.
until it kind of gets out of hand for the average fan. I mean, I'm going to obviously watch it because I want to see improvement, right? It's hard for me to look at certain fans, and that's one of the reasons why I think it's hard for me to listen to the fan base sometimes. Not everybody, but some, where they want to call for the coach and things like that. Like, you're not even watching the games. You think they suck. You see the score. I doubt that these fans are watching and actually paying attention to how many freshmen are out there and if, you know, there's actually progression from week to week. And that's really what you got to see. You can't blame the coaching staff if you see progression every week. It just happens to be that the players on the other side of the line of scrimmage is better than you. And that just happens to be what's going to happen this week. I know I joked around with you, said, I don't know if Clemson even has to pass to beat us. I think they can just run the ball.
I think it's true, though.
But obviously we're not going to find that out, right? And obviously it's kind of a slap in the face to say. So I said it kiddingly. It's obviously not going to happen. We're not going to know. But when you see the type of yards we give up to Georgia Tech, Duke, and Liberty, now they're not world beaters. And then you talk about number one Clemson. So,
oh yeah, these guys aren't blowing it up in the rushing category. The last three opponents we have had, you know, you've got talking about Liberty and Duke over 300 yards rushing on us. They're not exactly lighting up the scoreboard with rushing yards every game. So
no. I mean, so obviously it's something that you want to see progression in, and it's just going to be tough to see progression in a game like this. I just want to see how the kids react, the young kids, and I hope they go out there and give them a go.
I just want to see them hold. I want to see them hold strong early. You know, you get a little bit of holding strong early and a little bit of confidence in there. And I mean, you know, we're not going to. I mean, gosh, could you imagine? Let's just pretend for a second that Syracuse somehow pulled this off. I mean, we'd all be. It'd be amazing, yep. Right? But that's why we play the game, right? So right.
Wasn't the last time we beat him amazing, even with Dungy? And I think we can all agree
it was amazing, but I think we're looking at a totally different dynamic this time.
No, we're looking at a different Syracuse team, and we're looking at a different Clemson team.
That Clemson team's way better, and we're not nearly as good.
Yeah, the distance there is.
Whew. Yeah, and we took out their
quarterbacks when we even had a chance anyway, right? So it's a situation where, like you said, can you imagine we go down and Trevor Lawrence gets knocked out again? And
see, that's the thing. Syracuse defense can hit. Like, I obviously still hold some. I mean, they get gashed hard, you know, but they still hit. They still do come up with some turnovers, and they
right.
And it's, you know, you've got those guys out there that can do that. It only takes one play to screw everything up for Clemson.
Well, and you know, again, to just the fact of like,
I don't think
kids being 18, 19, whatever. You know, it's a situation where sometimes teams just overlook other teams,
right? And you know? I don't think that Dabo's going to let that happen. I think there's absolutely no way that he allows that to happen. But, you know, on the other side of the ball, on the flip side of this thing, my confidence in faith, so to speak, in the offense is about nil. And I just kind of...
Especially against this team.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I really hope that Culpepper's smart. I hope that we do some quick release stuff.
Have to.
Oh, you have no choice.
Dude, everyone's got to – I mean, this is a game where you have to show up prepared. You have to show up and change whatever you can. And you – I mean, again, you're going to have to show up with your lunch pail, bro. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. Like, it comes down to the fact where it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough just to go out there and not get embarrassed. It's going to be tough for them to go out there and cover the spread, let alone, you know, stay in the game. So – they're going to have to show up, man. And if they show up and they're not ready, then, I mean, it's going to be embarrassing. And I think that Georgia Tech players can attest to that.
Oh yeah. And the other thing is if you're on offense and you're Syracuse and the clock's running, let it run as long as humanly possible without getting a yellow and just milk the clock for all it's worth. I don't know anything else just to stop the bleeding at some point, maybe. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Possibly.
We'll see. We all know who Clemson are. who Clemson is, and that is that. We're just going to have to see. And
well, we've talked about the injuries, these reasonable expectations, being cautiously optimistic.
Right.
And I know that it's hard, and I know most people are going to be like, optimism and whatever, this team sucks, whatever. But, again, like I said, I'm going to watch it and hope for progression and look to see what young players actually step up and actually do something.
Because it's going to be the worst-case scenario for everybody.
It could be, but I'm just excited. You used to get some freshmen and sophomores, and they go in there and prove that they are.
I'm just saying, as far as the talent level, this is the worst case scenario that they're going to have to face the rest of the year.
Right, right. And if I see some of these younger players come in there and do the damn thing, and I just know that all they got to do is get bigger, faster, stronger next year, and we're talking about having, you know, a high level ACC player playing for us. Because these are the type of games where, you know, you learn real quick. You get fed a real big piece of humble pie. There's gonna be a whole bunch of humble pie out there this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right. Well, look, let's do this.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the loud house.
Got a little fan feedback for you on this Clemson preview. I threw out some buy, sell, or holds. Joe and I are going to go through some of these, read some of your comments, and go from there. And then we will do our betonline.ag picks. So, all right, look, I want to help these guys out who struggle, still struggle. Look, if you don't know how to play buy, sell, or hold, I don't think you listen. Okay, but what's funny is I know there's people who listen that don't know how to play buy, sell, or hold. So here it is. Look, buy, sell, or hold, Joe. I'm going to let you go on this, and then we'll read some comments.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence has only thrown one interception so far this year. The Syracuse D will pick Lawrence off at least once. Buy, sell, or hold.
Oh, Lord. I'm gonna buy.
You're going to buy. Any particular reason you want to buy? Just gut feeling? I mean, they're so good at it. You know, but
yeah, this would be a lot easier if it was just a turnover and not an interception, right? But yeah. They're just like I said before, they're so opportunistic. And I mean, I don't know if they lead the NCAA in takeaways, but if they don't, they're real close. And that's what they live for. And again, if you know Dino and the way he gets these kids pumped up, young or not, they're going to show up. And like you said, in the beginning, they're going to come out and they're going to try. And that's what you've seen from this defense, even when they've been out of position or sometimes in the plays manhandled or confused or maybe not doing the right thing as far as execution. They're still out there trying. They bend and don't break. And we come up with turnovers that I don't think, I mean, even me or you or any type of fan expects.
No,
so.
And that's what I mean by these guys, the talent's out there, you know. I just worry about getting totally burned, you know, but I think that, you know.
Well, that's going to happen. And again, that just always comes down to Dino talking about being consistently, you know, good other than occasionally great. And so far this year, I mean, occasionally great on defense can get you a bend but don't break, can get you giving up 275 rushing yards to Georgia Tech, but you get five turnovers and the defense a touchdown. And you're allowed to cover that up. They're not going to get five turnovers against Clemson, and they're not going to be able to cover up that type of yardage on the ground. So with that said, they've gotten, at least two takeaways every single game. So it's hard for me to fathom that they're not going to at least get one, even if it's a tip ball or a ball that just might be dropped or, you know, out of reach. It just seems to me like Syracuse always kind of shows up against Clemson. And I'm not saying that they're – you know, going to go in there and win. I'm just saying that I think that there's going to pose some problems that probably some fans don't foresee, right?
Yeah, at some point, something's going to happen. I mean, it's not going to be all terrible. It can't, right? Right, guys? Right? Guys?
Right.
Alex on Facebook, hold, this team is depleted. The only holder on this in Facebook. That's okay. Anthony, Facebook, sell. Corey, Facebook, buy. Robert, Facebook, buy. Lester, sell. Jacob, buy. Top fan Tim on Facebook, buy, then go immediately 3-0. Well, touche.
Par for the course.
Touche. At D Radzitz, buy for the second half because no doubt he plays the second half. Wait, hold on. Bye for the first half because of no doubt he will not play in the second half. I think it's a waste.
No, so he's saying that he's not going to play in the second half. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what makes it another crux in this is that.
Yeah, you don't have the whole game. Yeah, you probably got a half.
Most likely.
Right. Yeah. Well, unless it's close, which, I mean, you never know, but you never know. It's in Death Valley's fans there. Syracuse has not seen fans yet this year. It's not going to live up to the pumped in crowd noise, which the synthetic stuff is just not as good as the real thing. I'm sorry. It's just not. Dominic. On Twitter, he won't play long enough. There you go. He won't play long enough to throw a pick. If by some miracle it's close enough for him to play into the fourth quarter, I'll buy. At Cuse Waterboy, buy. At MTYCOH 17, 100% buy. Okay, so we could keep going. Let's do another one. All right, back to Facebook. Let's see. Buy, sell, or hold, Joe. I'm going to give this one to you first again. By the way, I buy. I buy on that. I think... we'll see, but I'm going to buy. I'm being cautiously optimistic on that. You're right. It would be easier if it was just a turnover, but the interception thing.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence only has one interception of the year. That's why I posed that. ETN averages 6.5 yards a carry. He will average 6.5 plus against the Orange. Joe.
Bye.
James on Facebook buys. David, Facebook, buy. The run defense has been terrible. I think he runs wild. Joe on Facebook, I'll take much higher for 1,000, Alex. Well, okay, he's going to go up and over that. All right. Alex, I'll buy that. Enough said. Jacob, buy. Tim, sell. Okay. Tim got some optimism left in him. That's good to see, Tim. Okay. I appreciate it. Robert, buy. Dominic, Facebook, sell. He's going to have Josh Hughes senior season rushing numbers. Oof. Okay. That's not good. That would not be good for us.
No, Josh. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be like that, but.
At James Zuba. But what, James double dipping here into the Facebook and the Twitter. He says, are you guys. What's up with that? Are you guys nuts? He's going to average 65 yards a carry. And what's with the letters in. Backslashes at the beginning of.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
These statements, which is the buzzsaw. He's such a goofball. at Cuse Waterboy, bye, sadly. At Roberto88, bye, think he easily goes over 200 yards. At SU Vidala, bye, he'll have 100-plus on 8 carries. I mean, if I'm going to put real money on anything, it could be that one, right? I mean, let's be honest. That's a tough one to get by. Okay, we've got one more buy, sell, or hold. I'm going to save it for the betonline.ag picks, which are brought to us by none other than BetOnline. Look, BetOnline's going the extra mile this season to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. All right, one more thing. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. Look, I feel like every like month or so, we got a new Manscaped product to talk about that Joe it gets online immediately and gets, because he's got dramatically fast growing nose and ear hair the older he gets.
Here we go. So, dude, look, the Weed Whacker sounds dangerous. If I look it up, it's to see what is going on.
I'm going to tell you about it right now. Nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes, Joe. Meaning the nose and the ears.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Get your mind off the gutter. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience, and it's waterproof, just like the Manscaped 3.0 lawnmower, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. It's the only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful rechargeable lithium ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes. 90 minutes on one charge getting those nose hairs. That could last me a year and Joe 3 weeks. So,
four.
Look, Joe, you don't have to pull them out with your finger anymore, because that hurts.
Really?
That hurts, bro. Makes your eyes water a little
bit.
You can't do that. Look, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a turnoff. That means 21% of partners polled are gross. So, get the Weed Whacker. Head over to manscaped.com right now. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack the weeds. Appreciate you. Manscaped.com.
You just got to pull them out.
Yeah, I see that, Joe. Joe's actually
deep app.
Doing the whole deep app. That's right, Joe. I love it. That's right. That's right. Let the eyes run. Let it water. All right,
makes you feel alive, makes you know you're alive.
Yeah, that's true. If you ever getting drowsy while you're sleeping, start plucking nose hairs with your fingers. All right, I digress. Buy, sell, or hold, Joe. We're going to start here, and then we're going to pull up the bet online picks. You're going to write them down this time, right?
Yes, I am.
You're going to save me the agony. You know what?
Yes.
I think I'm going to still do it too. So we'll start with Syracuse Clemson. So let's just answer it like this, Joe, okay? Buy, sell, or hold. The spread is up to, this was last night, but it's still the same. It's still the same at betonline.ag. It is at 46. So the spread is up to Syracuse plus 46. The orange cover, Joe.
Hold.
Hold. Dude, come on. That's so weak. DBAP, bro.
Obviously, I need to answer it, right?
Yes, you have to answer it.
Okay.
You're hilarious, I get it. Though.
I think that obviously watching Georgia Tech, we played against them before. I think that our defense is opportunistic. That's the main thing. We need to rely on our defense to get some turnovers and to hold them to some field goals and not allow them to score quickly. And also, we need to obviously, like you said, take a different approach as far as offense goes and running the clock and not going as fast and trying to keep it as close as possible. I do think that our defense gets some turnovers to keep it close and that Clemson kind of sleeps on us a little bit. And I do think that we cover. So,
okay. All right. Look, here's my strategy this time. Okay. I'm willing to take one for the team here. All right. And just go with Clemson to clear the 46 points. Two reasons. I have put money against my team numerous times. It's a win-win in most cases. So I'm going to do that here. But the other
it's
reason...
It's kind of a win-loss, win-loss, really.
Hold on. No, it's, well, it depends on how much money, I guess, right? But here's the other thing. I did say that I was going to never bet against Clemson again, especially since I got smoked in the last in the last go around. So I'm just going to go with Clemson. I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to go against. I'm going to go against Cuse on this one, and it's to help everybody out. Basically, I'm taking one for the team. Okay. All right. Let's head back up to the top.
Great way to.
Oh, so let's do this. Sorry, I almost forgot your fan feedback on Twitter. And then we'll carry on, Joe. Sorry. Where are we at? Okay. Checking time. At DRadzitz, sell. Sadly, I think they lose by more than 46, calling 64-7 and only give us 7 in hopes we hit the end zone during garbage time. That's that one hurts right here.
You'd be right.
At James Zuba, let's see what James has got to say. Okay. Oh. Yes, I'm not a betting man, but when I am, it's to bet the ranch on Clemson covering the spread. Okay, fair enough. James also, not only not a betting man, but not a football man, but he's been getting into it. He put the old curse on the Bills, by the way. So you can, all you Bills fans out there, can thank the bandwagon jumping James Zuba. At Congressman Cuse, visit another store, go vegan, or go on a hunger strike. I'm going nowhere near that spread. Creative. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, not going anywhere near it. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I might go near it, but I don't know. You know.
Well, what's great about like Vegas and everything is they're so smart about like using kind of instant gratification, kind of as far as like what happened last week, right? So it's easy to see what they did to Georgia Tech and be like, oh, wow, yeah, they're easily going to be doing that to Syracuse. But every single team poses a different type of matchup problem with different teams. And just, I mean, here recently, it's just seemed like we've been able to keep it close. And I know there's reasons for that. And I know that we're not as good a team as Clemson has seen the past couple of years. But I just think that every game's a little bit different. And this is so high because of what they did to Georgia Tech last week. So we'll see.
At top fan, Joe P on Facebook. Joe, been a little quiet. That Joe P been busy.
Hey, yes, he's been busy.
Sell Clemson by a million. We stink. Alex, Facebook, not a top fan. A little disappointed. Not gonna lie. Sell the team is too young and banged up. We're gonna get battered. Joe on Facebook, make it double, and I'll bet the farm on it. Maybe. Well, I won't continue. But at Tim, top fan on Facebook, there will be fans in the stands and they will show out for a while until Dabble calls off the beating. Sell. So, okay. Well.
Boom.
Okay. All right. On to the rest of the ACC.
No, by the way, do you want to bring up last week?
Oh, yes, I do. In fact, Joe, I do.
I know you do. See?
So,
see that?
I eked out, Joe.
See what the good guy is? I'm such a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. No matter what
guy.
You want to put in the preview, in the open.
He's a good guy. Oh, good. So here's the thing. I beat Joe. I went 4-4. I split. So, I mean, it is what it is, you know? Joe went 3-5, though. So.
Yeah. You would have washed, and I would have lost money. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, you know.
But you see, this is why I say, and you dub me like this expert. And then really, it's just, I mean, you can close your eyes and throw darts. I mean, you're the proof of that, right?
So. That's true. That is true. Thanks, Joe. Florida State at Louisville. Florida State coming into that game as a 5-point underdog. And, oh, let me pull something up real quick, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
This one is tough based upon the...
Oh, timeout. Guys, I'm sorry. The game of the week, Joe picked Boston College, Virginia Tech. And
it wasn't even close.
It wasn't close. So, and I picked UVA Wake Forest, and it wasn't close either.
Mm, nah.
So, the actual game of the week, in my opinion, was North Carolina at Florida State. Florida State was running away with it for a while, and
right.
North Carolina closed up, make it to final 3-point game, but you know. An upset nonetheless. Unranked Florida State beating UNC. So
yeah. It's 31-7 at half, and then Florida State didn't score in the second half. So it was a tale of two halves, and based upon Florida State and what I've seen, I like their quarterback. They got rid of him, but they changed Blackman in for Travis, and he did do some things against North Carolina. I know Louisville's gonna have some tape. Oh, God. Honestly, I think this is probably going to be closer. I think Florida State obviously gets a boost from this. Louisville played Notre Dame really tough last week, 12-7.
Yeah, at Notre Dame.
Yeah, and it was a lot. I mean, but Louisville kind of showed up the way that I thought they were going to. So these are two teams that are just all over the place. You really don't even know what to expect. But based upon most likely a momentum booster from that upset, I'm going to take Florida State +5.
I'm with you on that. I'm going to take Florida State too. And I just think that, by the way, them being at home, I think helped. And I think we saw right there what fans can do for a team that's a kind of a major underdog, to say the least, right? And that crowd was loud and they were into it. And I mean, they eked them out, but they did kind of stutter, but you know, they played good, and I'm with you, dude. I think they go in. Louisville's not exactly lighting it up. They did play good against Notre Dame, but I'm gonna stick with Florida State and see what happens there. All right, in-state rivalry. NC State is a 17-point underdog against North Carolina. I mean, again, the flip side of what we just talked about. North Carolina's gonna want some blood, man. They're gonna be, you know, they got knocked down. What are they ranked right now? This doesn't say. They had to have went down, right? So, anyways, they're probably still ranked, obviously, but they got beat by a not so great team. They're gonna want to come back out. In-state rivalry against NC State and just destroy them.
14th.
Okay.
14th. And NC State's actually ranked 23rd.
I'm taking NC State. I think that's a lot of points. I don't know where they're getting that many points from, to be honest with you. I think NC State's pretty good this year.
Because NC State's quarterback broke his fibula, Devin Leary. He got tackled. It was a targeting call. His leg kind of got caught up underneath him.
Oh, so and we don't know what we got.
So he's out. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. So they're good. They're back to Bailey Hockman, who comes in and he does the best he can, but he's not the passer that Devin Leary is. So that's kind of, I think, where the points come from. But nonetheless, God, this is tough. But nonetheless, NC State, they're still tough. They got their running backs. They got their receivers, some big receivers that can kind of catch the ball no matter who throws it as long as they're in good position and the guy makes it catchable. So a lot of points. And UNC just hasn't seemed to be able to, like, blow teams out, right? So, I'm taking NC State with the points.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're not really veering off.
That's what you did too, right?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's see what's next on the list here. Trying to make this quick. I ain't trying to bore you guys. Trying to scroll here. My bad. Notre Dame at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home. A 10.5 point underdog. What's up with Kenny Pickett? That's what I need to know.
Still questionable, man.
Still questionable. I
don't really know. Yes.
So I guess if that's the case, we don't know. He's questionable. Notre Dame, not exactly getting beat. The games aren't been as close other than last week. They haven't been as good as I thought they were going to be. I thought Notre Dame would take a little bit more of a beating. I got to be honest. But if Kenny Pickett's not going to play, if Kenny Pickett was playing, I'd pick him. But we don't know. We're betting right now. I'm going to say Notre Dame. I'm going to take Notre Dame. I hate to do it. I do. I hate Notre Dame.
Yeah, Pittsburgh they stayed close with Miami. Notre Dame didn't really look that great against Louisville. They're saying that Kenny Pickett, so he missed his second straight game with an ankle injury. So this is going to be the third game for the backup Yellen in 19-31 against Miami. I mean, not horrible. At home, too, I'm going to take Pitt with the points.
Really? Really, really, really?
Okay. Yeah, I'm really, really, really going
to. Okay. I think it's a poor choice. Virginia Tech at Wake Forest. Wake Forest at home, going to be a 10-point underdog. Where do we got Virginia Tech right now as far as?
19th.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Notre Dame's ranked number 3.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I missed that. Okay. Jeez. Okay. I like my pick then. So there. What do you think about that?
No. It won't be after this week when they lose.
Okay. Virginia Tech at Wake Forest. Go ahead, Joe. I'm going to let you get this one first.
I'm going to go with Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech surprised me against BC. It's obviously that they're getting some of their guys back, getting healthier. Wake Forest, I know they did what they did last week to Virginia, but I think Virginia's got some guys banged up, some quarterback issues. So I'm going Virginia Tech -10.
All right, I'm going to go with Wake Forest. I liked what I saw from Wake Forest last week. I mean, I can understand it, but they haven't been terrible. What's their record?
2-2.
Okay. Well, and then whatever.
They lost to. I know they lost to NC State earlier in the season, so
their wins are against. I'm gonna take the points on that if I have to. I'm gonna take Wake Forest with 10.
Okay. Yeah, they lost against Clemson 37-13, lost to NC State at NC State 45-42, beat Campbell, and then just beat Virginia. So.
By the way, we have no more ACC out of conference games. We just got byes. Is that correct? Are we not sure? Some of those getting rescheduled?
Yeah, there's going to be some reschedules and some stuff like that. I still believe that Liberty's got a couple games against some ACC opponents as well. So,
okay, Georgia Tech at Boston College. They're going to come. Georgia Tech's going to come into that game as a 3.5 point underdog, and they just got demolished last week. They either got to show up or just hang your head in shame. I mean, look, I'm not one to talk, being a Syracuse fan. But,
right.
You have a good opportunity here. You know, Boston College not exactly lighting things up. So, at Boston College, though, I'm going to take Boston College. That's the difference in that one for me, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to take Boston College as well. I'm not going to just jump off the bandwagon because I had a bad game against Virginia Tech. I think they're a little underrated, and I think that we will see. I think that this game will prove why. I think they beat that pretty easily.
Okay, all right. You know what's tough this week is picking the game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That is tough. This is the last one. Virginia coming into. Miami as a 11.5 point underdog. I mean, from what we've seen the past couple weeks with Virginia, not exactly impressing me too much. And Miami, you know, they're just the better team. And like you said with Virginia, I mean, I don't even know what the hell they got going on. So, and then plus I think, honestly, I've only watched like one Virginia game. So go with what you know. And that would be
right.
Miami. I'm going to take it.
Right. And by the way, if you don't know, you probably shouldn't bet. But if you do know, go with what you know, right? If you're forced to and you got to pick a game. So I'm right there with you. I don't know enough about Virginia and if they're going to get some guys back. But I know that they've been good the past couple of years. I know that they've had good recruiting classes.
They've had a couple iffy games.
But you need a quarterback, and they've had the same quarterback for the last 3 years, and they're in the midst of a quarterback change with some injuries, and it's just I can't really trust that against a team like Miami. So I'm going to go with Miami. If Miami can cover against Pitt, I think they can cover against Virginia.
All right, so here we go. The game of the week for me, goodness gracious. These games, I don't know, man. You know what? I'm going to go with NC State, UNC. That's what I'm doing. I took NC State. I think they definitely hold to the 17, but I think they're going to give UNC a run for their money. I do. That's my game of the week.
Okay.
What you got?
It's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick. I'm floating between two, but I think ultimately where I'm going to land, and because it's kind of a like opponent who normally plays each other anyway, regardless of the situation of this season, Notre Dame and Pitt.
Okay.
I think that Pitt's got a real chance to win that game.
I got to be honest, the only reason I didn't choose that one is because if I choose that one to be like the game of the week, some nail biter, I mean, then why, you know, I just lost. I just committed betting suicide, right?
I mean, kind of. It still could be the same thing as hedging your bet like you do with Clemson and Syracuse. So
yeah, that's different. That's emotional. I have no... I have no ties, no emotion to either one of those teams. In fact, I hate them both pretty equally. Except for Notre Dame more.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see if we can get some type of gauge as far as what this conference looks like. You know, now that we're getting into weeks 4 and 5 and 6, well, 5 and 6 or whatever. They've played four plus games in the ACC. Once you start to see the like opponents and everything, then you can kind of figure it out. But it's always tough because the injuries aren't like out there in the open like the NFL, right? So it's sometimes definitely difficult. But
Well, here's the thing too. Just because I'm looking at it, and it's right in front of me. Total defense in the NCAA. Clemson ranks third. Liberty ranks fourth, believe it or not.
Really?
So, yeah, Pittsburgh in the top 10 at 7. And
what about total takeaways?
Just outside the top 10 is Notre Dame at 11th. Total takeaways.
Because I know I'm looking here. I know you were talking about the non-conference schedules and going off of Liberty's schedule. They still have a game against at Virginia Tech and at NC State as well. So we're going to be able to see what Liberty can do against other ACC opponents.
Turnover margin, Syracuse is first.
And NCAA.
Yep.
Yeah.
LSU second. And Virginia Tech eighth. And that's all you got in the top 10 for Syracuse and Virginia Tech for the ACC. I'm sorry, Wake Forest is fourth. Sorry. So, yeah, Syracuse is first in turnover margin. So, it doesn't, 11, by the way, is the number.
No, yeah, because we've given up 5, but I just looked over the turnovers gained, and we have 16 turnovers in 5 games. So,
yeah. Which is looks like that's number one, too, by the way. It is.
Yeah, that's number one, second to Arkansas and Central Florida with 13, but they've only played four games.
True.
Next best is 11, and some of those teams have already played six games along with five games and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So we're leading the turnover, and that's a positive thing, and I think that says a lot about our offense.
Well, right? That's why I proposed that question. I mean, I knew we had to been up there, and I never checked it, but I'm glad we did just now. So, something to hang our hat on, and I think that it's a possibility that Syracuse does be disruptive, at least for, look. If they could be disruptive in the first quarter, I think that's totally possible, by the way. And, when you got fresh legs and maybe Clemson's not going for the home runs right away, who knows. But, they could make it tough in the first quarter. And I know that's a low bar, but I'm just saying, I think fatigue will set in. Clemson Trevor Lawrence is just amazing at running that offense. Like we talked about even before the preview, how he gets everybody up to the line so fast and then takes his time, looks around, and decides what to do. He's great. So, anyway.
Future number one pick.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Look, I want to thank Manscaped. Obviously, I want to thank Bet Online and all of you for listening. Thank you so much for enduring this once again with us. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.